You're finally waking up. Shh, don't panic, honey. It's okay. Mommy's here. I'm sorry for tying your arms and legs to the bedposts, baby. But I needed to be safe. You're not a little boy anymore. My big man is getting very big. And I couldn't risk you trying to resist. You see, sweetie, we need to have a conversation. A very private conversation. About a very uncomfortable topic. You see, I found those cum stains in your little sister's panties. Up, up, up! Not a word, mister. There's a reason I put tape over your mouth. I don't want to hear any lies or excuses. I already know it's you. You know, it was worrying at first, finding semen stains of Katie's panties. She's only 12 after all. I was getting worried maybe she and her little boyfriend were getting friskier. But then I found stains on Sophie's panties too. Well, I knew it could be the only one here. That's when Mommy decided to do a little snooping, sweetheart. And not only did I find another pair of Sophie's undies stashed under your bed, but I found that folder on your laptop. The one with all those dirty age play stories about the little girls. You don't have to explain, baby. Mommy understands. It's okay. I'm not angry, sweetheart. I know you can't help being a pedophile. I'm just concerned, is all. It's perfectly fine to have fantasies about little girls, just so long as they remain fantasies. That's what I'm worried about, baby. A young teenage boy like you, trapped in the house with two cute little girls. All it takes is one desperate night for something bad to happen. And, well, let's just say that Mommy loves you, honey. But she loves her little girls too, and she can't risk you hurting them just to please your nasty pedo cock. That's why I'm going to help you, baby. I know I'm a little older than you like, but I think you'll find that an experienced woman can give you all the pleasure you need, as long as they have the right tools. Let me show you what I brought. This is what you like, right? Your little sister's underwear? I got these pair right from Katie's drawer. Aren't they adorable, darling? Smooth black nylon on the inside, pure white cotton on the outside, covered with little cartoon strawberries, and framed by thin straps of girly pink around the waist and leg holes. They're so small and cute. Exactly the kind of panties that only an innocent preteen girl would wear. And now, I'm going to wrap these little kitty undies around your throbbing cock. So silky smooth around your shaft. I'll put the tip of your dick right into that innocent crotch. In the same one that rubs against Katie's cunny all day. And jerk you off into your little sister's panties. It's okay, sweetie. Just lay back and relax. Let Mommy work all those nasty feelings out for you. My warm hands know just the right ways to tease a horny boy like you. And if you close your eyes, you can pretend it's your sister's. I felt you jump there. Naughty boy. Getting all hard just thinking about those little girls. They aren't even teens yet. But you wanna fuck all their holes, don't you, baby? Are you thinking about Katie now? Imagining that your sporty 12-year-old sister is the one jerking your cock, giving you a slow hand job with her silky black and pink panties. She's such a little babe. So tan and athletic from volleyball. Her little titty's just big enough for a training bra. And that firm middle school butt. Always teasing you in the shortest nylon shorts. It must be so hard for you, baby. Seeing so much of your sister. She's got such sleek, athletic thighs. And those sporty little shorts show every inch of them. Don't they, darling? And they're made from the same smooth fabric I've got wrapped around your cock. Black, stretchy nylon. It's so tight and clingy. Even with her shorts on, you can see every curve of her firm 8th grade ass. I know that's what you like, baby. I read all of your naughty stories. Remember? Every single one. Such a dirty anal pervert. It's not enough to fuck tight preteen girls. You want to fuck them in their tightest holes, too. Of course you do, baby. Oh, shh. It's okay, baby. You can fantasize about whatever you want. If you want to fuck your little sister's 12-year-old ass, then mommy will help. Just close your eyes and imagine it, baby. Imagine Katie slowly sitting her tight middle school ass on your hard pedo cock. Imagine those silky white panties. That there are the walls of an underage asshole. Squeezing her shaft as they slowly slide up and down, up and down. Your sporty little sister is milking your cock with her preteen ass, baby. Using those toned thighs to bounce her tight kitty butt on your hard, pent-up penis. Grunting and moaning as she feels the tip bulging her flat tummy. And you want to know the dirtiest part? She didn't want to be her big brother's anal cum dump. But mommy said she had to. That's right, baby. She stomped and whined and threw a little fit. But I forced her to be your little kitty slut tonight. She was so humiliated at first. Having to stand there in her little strawberry panties. Having to pull them aside and show you her pale little ass. Having to sit on your lap and push that big dick inside. But, you know what, baby? Now that she's got her brother's cock inside of her, now that she can feel her throbbing shaft inside her ass, I think she likes it. Despite all her whining, Katie's nothing more than a dirty slut. A horny little baby whore. Who loves getting her ass plowed open by a big pedo cock. That's right, baby. Your bratty little sister is secretly an anal slut. Imagine her now. Those black nylon panties pulled over to the side. Her firm 12-year-old ass sliding up and down on your dick. And she's blushing. Panting like a bitch in heat. Her athletic thighs glistening with preteen girl juices. Her short brown hair all sweaty and messy as she tries to pump you deeper and deeper. She wants it, baby. She wants your cum deep in her tummy. She won't admit it. But she's gonna cream like a kitty porn star when you cream her ass. That's why she's clenching so hard in your cock. That's why she's moaning and whimpering like a dirty whore. She wants her big brother's cum deep up her ass. She wants it so fucking bad. Give it to her, baby. Come for Kitty. Feed your little sister's bottom the sticky hot pedo cum it craves. That's it. Right up her ass. She's squeezing it so hard for you, baby. Her hairless pussy is so wet. She's such a horny little middle schooler. Give her what she wants, baby. Give mommy what she wants. Make a big mess for me. I want to see it too. Come in Kitty's panties. Come in my daughter's panties. Blow that load right in the crotch. So every time she wears them, she'll feel her big brother's cummies rubbing against her smooth 12-year-old pussy. That's it. Come for me, baby. Let me see that creamy load. Fill those panties up. Let me see her white gum all over these smooth black undies. Paint those cartoon strawberries with your nasty pedo cream. Do it for mommy. Come on, baby. Turn your little sister's kitty panties into a hot sticky cum rake. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, that's it. Oh, good boy. Come in Kitty's panties, baby. Fill those little kitty undies with all your cum. Just like that. Don't stop, baby. Go as long as you want. I'm not going to stop until you've turned every drop of semen into that cute pair of kitty underwear. Oh, fuck, baby. You made such a big sloppy mess. Just look at what you did to Kitty's panties. They're absolutely soaked with gum. Fuck, it's everywhere. You really get off on a little girl's undies, don't you, baby? You naughty fucking pedophile. Well, don't worry, sweetie. From now on, Mommy will help you whenever you need it. If you start thinking about Kitty's tight middle school ass or Sophie's puffy little pussy, just let Mommy know, and I can come milk your cock just like this. I don't mind a little extra laundry, especially if it makes my boy feel better. Oh, are you getting hard again? Already? Such a feisty boy. Well, good thing for you. I have a pair of Sophie's panties right here. Let's see if Mommy can coax another load from that dirty pedo cock. Shall we begin?